That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
General Jackassery.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I never tried it, but it killed a few people. The Panera,
lemonade.
Charged lemonade.
Yeah, you want some caffeine, that's the place to go.
Three people?
Getting rid of it.
Are they?
They're getting rid of it.
Yeah, but is there...
Panera's dropping charged lemonade.
Is there an equivalent available?
Cocaine.
Meth will jack you up pretty good and get you moving, too, for a while.
But I want to know milligrams of caffeine. How many milligrams of caffeine? Because I think this was actually, I used to say coffee is as good as you can get, but I think this had more caffeine in it than coffee.
Oh, yeah, it did.
155 to 302 milligrams of caffeine, depending on size and flavor.
And coffee is what, maybe?
90 milligrams per 8-ounce cup.
I love that they waited until there were more than one death before they got rid of this.
Right.
I guess it says about 260 in a regular size drink and as much as almost 400 in a large size. I believe they say 400 is about the limit you should have in a day.
Did somebody die that didn't? Because remember, the one guy they mentioned was a less than in shape dude. Would show up there all the time.
Yeah, I think they all had some sort of underlying health issue.
Even, but somebody young and healthy had to die for Panera to say, okay,
I think there was somebody pretty young, and I don't think he was, but I don't think he was that healthy. I think he had conditions.
No, there was a girl who was a student at University of Pennsylvania. She died in 2022, but I think she had some sort of like heart condition where. She was aware.
Sometimes you don't know it. You don't know.
No. She was aware.
Okay.
She was aware that she needed to avoid extra high levels of caffeine. And
but that is a test, right? Probably. You
know? Yeah. Something.
That's brutal. But once again, you don't go to there. I mean, Panera's food's great. I like their sandwiches. I like their bowls. You know, their bread bowls. I love that stuff. But I'm not gonna. I wouldn't drink that lemonade anyway. You know.
Yeah, it says she had a.
Why have it there?
No, you know, not when
with
you
the big
get,
skull and crossbones on it.
Right,
you know,
you can get soup.
Yeah.
Why have charged lemonade when they have good soup?
It's an odd combination.
There's other drinks, man.
A monster is 160 milligrams.
The whole one? No, is that a 16-ounce can?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I don't drink a whole can.
And the charged lemonade was 260 in a regular size drink.
What's Red Bull Light? Red Bull sugar free.
Sugar free.
Yeah.
Probably the same. Probably just didn't have sugar.
Yeah, this is an 8-ounce can of Red Bull is 114 milligrams, it says.
What's that smaller can? Is that eight ounces?
Yeah.
Okay, that one.
Yeah, that's an 8-ounce can.
And they start making like little dabs, little shatter of that they're like 100% caffeine.
Wasn't that pretty much those 5-hour energies? Isn't that pretty much just distilled down to just the stuff that's going to jack you up?
I sweated and pooped at a restaurant.
There's a
once.
Bunch of other supplements in that stuff, too. So it's not 100% caffeine.
No, it's not. It flushes
five
you.
5-hour energy is 200 milligrams.
5-hour energy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fairly safe, but I don't do that
anymore.
Yeah,
but that's only half.
That's the regular strength. The extra strength has 230.
Yeah.
Even coffee beans moving. Are not 100% caffeine.
Well, I think it wasn't one of the big things with the charged lemonade when they first started it was that it was out in front of the counter where you could just serve yourself.
Probably, yeah.
And that's what led to the first death.
Yeah. Free refills?
That guy just kept going back up there.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So speaking of death at fast food restaurants, this has happened in Houston. Of course, it's the Wild West in Texas anymore. Everybody's got a gun. There's two people standing in line at a McDonald's, and one's just this lawyer guy standing there. And the one dude's losing his mind over his order. And the lawyer guy goes, calm down. It's not that big a deal. I'm trying to help out. So that guy, you know, when you get involved, that guy turned his anger on the lawyer. They got to the parking lot. They started fighting. The nut job guy that was yelling at the McDonald's employee went and got his gun, walked over, and just killed this dude.
Man,
innocent bystander, good-looking dude, 46 years old, lawyer, just shot dead in the parking lot because
he couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Because you got to have guns everywhere, in your car, everywhere.
Did they say what he ordered?
No, I don't want their argument. That's why I brought it up. I want to know, because the ending's pretty horrible, but I want to know what we're arguing about, right? What would drive you, Nick, to shoot somebody in the parking lot if your order was wrong?
No, nothing. Hey, you're at McDonald's.
It says he was demanding a refund, so apparently he didn't.
This is one of those.
He was unhappy with the quality of his food, maybe?
I'm gonna kick 100% of your ass. That's what Brad said in Fast Times to that douchebag. That's what I'm thinking of when I see the story, man. Calm down. Look at the picture of this guy. I realize people die all the time, young and healthy, good looking, but come on, that's a sad story. You know.
Well, I hate the part I hate about stories like that is it discourages other people from
saying calm down,
from saying something in a situation like that.
Right, because you want to protect the employee, and the guy's probably freaking out about something, not big deal.
Yeah.
Just calm down, buddy.
The guy who got
help.
The guy who got dead was being a good guy.
Yeah.
You know,
but I'm that guy. I would say calm down in that situation. I know me. I would just say if I'm right between these people, I'm the guy that probably would say my personality would say, hey, dude, calm down. No big deal.
Ease up, dude. It's a Big Mac.
Right. I wouldn't even give him any crap. I'd say just calm down. Help. Thinking he might help, but the word calm down.
No, I think you got to be of the mindset that you're always at the airport. Or you just don't interject.
Yeah.
You just don't interact at all.
Just, you know, keep your head down,
mind
your business.
Yeah, but you're trying to be a decent human being, Todd.
Yeah,
you're trying
I know.
To help out a situation. This employee's
You've
probably
got
just getting
to
shredded.
That. Yeah.
Don't you think the employee's getting shredded and they're working for McDonald's? They don't deserve that.
But I've worked hard to defeat that decent human being instinct.
so we don't get shot in the parking lot.
I try to stay out of conflict.
Well, it's almost a prison mentality where you just you keep your head down, mind your business, and don't piss anybody off.
Is no doze.
But by the way, the airport
caffeine.
Yeah.
Remember the old no doze?
Oh yeah. That was were those basically just caffeine pills?
They were caffeine
that's
pills,
what I thought. Were they 100% caffeine?
Well, I did a Black Beauty once. I was on the radio years ago.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. No, I never
the
had
pills.
A Black Beauty. Never had
now
a
you
Black
can still
Beauty.
Get yeah. no-dose.
You're taking shooters.
Or Black Ugly either. Never had anybody.
200 milligrams of real caffeine.
Is it?
The energy boost you need to hit that deadline, power through that long shift, or finally finish up that task.
Yep.
But no-dose, by the way, Todd, is it seems like an old school.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is.
It sounds like it's not even. They might change.
That's
they change
what
the
you
name
and
like
I.
Boy Scouts did,
we ate that for you know. We pretended to care. I pretended to care about finals.
Yeah, I
stay up all night cramming and eating no doughs.
Yeah,
I have one more question about this McDonald's thing, though. So
yes, go ahead.
Let's say you're in the drive-thru, you order,
right,
and then there's a shooting in the parking lot,
right.
What happens?
Do you get your food?
Do you get your food, or are they like, hey, they're already making it?
I don't know. Right.
I mean, I guess it depends on who gets shot.
Yeah. We'd have to talk to someone who's been in that situation.
It's on the other side of the parking
lot. I guess they might shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Which would suck. Are you paid for it already? No, you didn't pay for it. You paid at the counter.
I would spend the day.
Oh, no, with your app, though.
Right. Nick, you already paid for it.
Right.
Call various McDonald's throughout Texas and see if they've had that situation. Right. You ever had somebody get shot in the parking lot and there was a guy waiting at the window? Did he get his food?
Hello? I just want my fries.
Nick, you're right. At that point, people are in McDonald's waiting for their food, and this guy gets shot in the parking lot. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody sitting in the restaurant halfway through their meal. Are you a bad person if you finish eating?
I would hope that at the very least, the people that are in there that are waiting on their food can get their food. And then maybe let's stop here and figure out this whole dead guy in the parking lot situation.
It's brutal.
I don't know, man. I think that just takes you. They probably just shut everything down. You know,
yeah. Don't think mm-hmm. they get everyone out of there.
Probably hand out refunds.
Yeah.
Well, now they give refunds.
That's right. He was asking for a refund. You're right.
I don't know if they caught this guy or not. I can't find it now.
The article from 2 days ago said the guy took off in a pickup truck.
Oh, of course.
I don't know if they've caught him since. But.
Yeah, I hope they did. Yeah.
I'm sure that they've got him on video from inside the restaurant, so it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Before they find the guy, right? He probably lives within right there somewhere.
Guessing he's not a criminal mastermind who's gone underground and
his life's over,
fled the country.
Guy,
if he used the app, his name's all over it. Or a card.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure they'll find him. It's just a matter of time.
Nick can investigate. Nick's the McDonald's investigator now.
Right.
Use the app, we can trace him there.
Wait, if you get a refund, do you still get the rewards points?
What happens to the murderer's points, by the way? Where do they go?
Right.
Yeah.
He has to use them at the commissary at the prison.
No, they wouldn't use them there, man.
Oh, I'm sure they're still valid. Can you transfer them?
Well, or he can use them when he gets out in 25 to life.
Maybe expire.
They'll be gone by then.
It is a shame that everybody's just packing now. Seems that way, you know.
I mean, I don't think I can't recall being in a situation like that where somebody's freaking out in public like that and I needed to step in, but... Like you said, you hope you would, but...
I stepped in. I told you years ago, I was leaving that bar in my hometown, and I come around the corner, this guy and his girl are fighting, and at one point, he kind of swung at her, missed her a little bit, and she's screaming back at him, and I'm right there. I mean, it's just me and those two. I come around the corner, I go, hey, you okay? And they both turned on me, like, get out of here. And I realized...
But at least you didn't get shot.
That is not uncommon.
Yeah. Nowadays, I could have got shot. Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right.
These stories.
There's no way at that time period in my life. I mean, at that time period, date wise, I'm not going to give the actual when it was, and there was no people weren't packing guns.
No,
they weren't packing guns. You know,
it was the Jets and the Sharks. We're going to have a dance off if anything else.
We did.
I hope I don't see something like this in restaurants because it's always funny to me when people are like super pissed.
I know.
And they get mad if they see you laughing at that.
Oh, that's right.
It makes them even more mad.
That's a shooting,
I've been in those situations, Nick. We're all laughing. What are you laughing at? Yeah.
Right. You being a dumbass?
They get, the cartoonish angry arms, and they're all, good. I'm like, man, it's pretty funny.
I told you I was at a belly flop contest spring break. Really, this is hilarious. And we're all sitting around this pool, and these guys are doing this belly flop contest. And everybody's drinking. It's college. And this guy hops off. He jumps off, and it's a bad one. And the whole crowd starts booing him. But when he comes out of the water, he just sees me booing him. And the whole crowd is booing him. And he wants to beat me up. And this guy could have beat me up. He was a big boy. I'm thinking, dude, everybody's booing you. What the hell? But he was so pissed that they booed him in a belly flop contest, I almost got shot.
Yeah, you look like an easy target.
Yeah. It's the first guy he saw when he got out of the pool. I'm just going, you suck. You know? So you got to be careful nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I
your local belly flop contest.
That is the worst part about these. It encourages people not to help out, not to just be good people.
Well, and also, the carry gun everywhere crowd thinks they're defending themselves in everything.
Right. Yeah.
Like the guy yelled at me, the guy fought me, I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah, and we're going to send
There's
you to jail because of that.
There's a lot of that mentality.
I think that's led to a lot of unchecked driving behavior, too. Right. You don't want to honk at somebody or call them out on the road.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. How they're going to react.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, because their counterpoint might be a shooting.
Yeah. Right. That's why I need a driving gun.
Yeah. A driving No, you don't want to shoot back.
I don't want to go to the house. No, I just want to let them know I have it.
Yeah, but you shoot something.
I think that's
blow
legal,
your own head
too.
Off of the car, man.
I think you could get charges just for brandishing the gun in the car as well.
What did they do to make me brandish the gun?
There you go. That'll help you.
No, that's the defense. And it'll work.
It's not the defense.
Yeah.
Well, the problem was they didn't know how to drive as well as you do, Nick.
It's not the defense. Because, first of all, if you pull a gun out, then that guy with the gun might just shoot you.
No,
I've got one, too. Right. Let's go.
No, you're dead. Whoever shoots first wins.
All right, then.
But you can brandish the gun as long as you're in a red state.
Yeah. Just
say whatever you want. No, right. I felt threatened.
I felt threatened, right.
That's the catch-all.
Then they'd see my bright blue Ford Focus, be like, I bet you did.
You drive that? Oh, well, we get it now.
Yeah, that just looks pretty threatening. All right. We got guests today. Gary Curtis, Peter Macon, actor Peter Macon from the new Planet of the Apes.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
And Tom Arnold. We love Tom on the phone. And his podcast partner, Monica Casey. They have a funny divorce podcast, I guess.
Divorce Party is what it's called.
Tuesdays, wherever you get your podcasts.
And tomorrow, who's on the show with us?
Tomorrow, podcast within a podcast with Greg Peters.
Right. Zach Peterson on Friday.
Zach will be here on Friday from Turner Classic Movies and CBS Sunday Morning. Ben Mankiewicz is calling. And comedian Leah Rudnick, who is at the Funny Bone this weekend, will be calling late in the show tomorrow.
Once again, if you're behind on the show, because if you listen to the podcast first and not the live show, you can always ask questions anytime about stuff. I mean, anything we talked about, you can feel free
to. You can react to it all.
Yeah, all the time.
Email, Twitter, Facebook. We got TikTok, Instagram, and I look at some of them.
Occasionally.
Come on back.